And welcome back to the Call of the Master Sports Court right here on the Soundgarden stage at Coach's Corner, where it's all food, all fun, all sports, all music since 1991. And once again, I'm on the Soundgarden stage. I'm not going to sing for you, but I'm doing my show. It's the Call of the Master Sports Court every Saturday live right here because I'm part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And this is one of my favorite parts of the show, where we bring on the good kids and, you know, they do a great job and, you know, the coaches recommend them, or I see it in the news. This young lady was the only girls basketball player in the area, and we usually have four or five, a preseason all-state basketball player on sandyspiels.com. If you don't know Kyle Sandy, he's the number one source for high school basketball here in the state of Georgia. I mean, last night she chipped in 17 points and another Bryan County win. Last year, she averaged 22 points. She was second team all AGC. She was Savannah Morning News first team. She was the region player of the year. This year, she's off to, I think after five or six games, 19 points, six rebounds, 4.1 assists, 3.3 steals, and she's the point guard. You got to love it. Joining me now on the Coach's Corner hot seat, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Bryan County Middle High School. That's right. It's middle and high school. Kaylee Wedlove. What's up, Kaylee?
What's up?
Hey, it's a Saturday morning. I'm talking sports. I didn't think it was this chilly, but I'm up in the stage and the wind's blowing across. So it's a little chilly. But, hey, talking to you guys, kids like you, it's what it's all about. But congratulations on all the accolades, the great awards. I mean, you're just having a great career.
Thank you.
So, you know, Bryan County High School, you know, the Lady Redskins, Coach Mincy's there forever. It seems like he's there forever, but I think it's like 17 years now, which could be considered forever. But he just does a good job with that program. But players like you, when did you start participating in sports and finding a love for the game of basketball?
So I started playing basketball when I was around the age of six. And I used to play rec ball for the recreation department. Ever since then, I just fell in love with the game.
Nice, nice. You know, you got to fall in love with it. You got to like it. Any other sports that you might like?
This year, I did play a little bit of flag football. You know, it was great.
It was great, but it was a new sport. You didn't know how it was going to go yet, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, like I said, I just threw out all those awards and statistics that you've won. How does it feel that you've earned a region player of the year last year and that your preseason All-State by sandyspiels.com?
You know, it's truly amazing to have received this. It just recognized all the hard work and dedication I put all into this sport. So it's really amazing.
Well, you know, guess who's watching? I'm going to pop it up there for you. Coach Mincy, he's watching you. He's always trying to find out what you're doing, eh?
Yeah.
No, he's a great guy. I mean, he loves what he does. He's been very successful, you know, thin and thick times over there as far as sports goes, Bryan County, but the Lady Redskins program has always been consistent, okay? So you're a senior now. I can't believe I'm saying this. How are you approaching being the leader on a team? I mean, you've been part of it for a long time now. What's the leadership role that Coach Mincy has for you?
Well, as a senior, I approach my leadership role with the team with a lot of responsibility and enthusiasm. I strive to lead my team by example, by on and off the court. So, yeah.
All right. And, you know, highlights this year, 19 points a game, six rebounds, 4.1 assists, I think that was through five games. I haven't got the rest of it, but you're the point guard also.
Yeah.
So tell us – what's the highlight of this year so far been for you?
Well, I want to say the best game I played so far probably would have been against South Effingham. I had 31 points. You know, the game was head-to-head to the fourth quarter, so I just wanted my team to win so bad, so I just had to lead them into the win. So.
All right, I just said it. You score a lot of points. You rebound. You share the ball. You steal the ball. What specific aspect do you feel that you have to work on to make you a better ball player? What would Coach Mincy say to me? I mean, you do everything from the point guard position.
Yeah, well, I be working on my ball handling a lot. Got to be able to control the ball in big games like that. Also be working on my decision-making, make good decisions on the court, and my defense. I have to work on my defense defense wins the game. So,
well, you know, defense going to win you championships too. I bet your coaches did that a number of times too, right?
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're watching the Call of the Monster Sports Report right here on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. I'm live on the Coach's Corner stage. I'm not going to sing for you. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Bryan County Middle / School. Kaylee Wedlow, she's just been doing a phenomenal job. And like I said, you know, you being named All Grader Savannah Morning News, I think, for the last 2 years, you being preseason honors. How does that motivate you to be better?
I mean, it just pushes me to go even harder and strive for excellence. So I'm just trying to keep going and just keep doing what I'm doing because obviously it's working.
So, I mean, every year you guys are strong in region play. You get to the state playoffs. How do you plan to achieve that this year? How do you plan to get farther in those playoffs?
Through hard work, dedication, got to have team chemistry. Got to be able to bond with each other on and off the court. We all have to get along and work together.
All right. Now, I didn't put this in there, and I don't know if he's sitting there listening to you, but we know he joined to watch the show. Tell us about Coach Mincy and what he's meant to that program and to you as a player.
See, Coach Mincy, he cares about us more than just basketball. He cares about us as student athletes also. He makes sure our grades good. He makes sure we're on time in school. We're not late. We're at school. Like, he's like a father figure to a lot of us. So it's more than just basketball with him.
Nice. Great segue. So, you know, you talked about him making it feel like a family atmosphere. How has your family given you support and been involved in your basketball journey so far?
I have a big support system with my family. They are all my games. Make sure I'm on time for practice. Like, I love it. They push me to go even harder just to know that they got my back.
Now, I want you to make believe you're Coach Mincy now. In your mind, what are the team strengths and how can you guys continue that strength and be successful and go farther in the playoffs this year?
Well, for one, we have to listen. We have to listen to the game plan. We got to watch film. And we just got to go hard at practice because the way you practice, how you going to play in the game. So we just got to make sure we're going hard at everything we're doing.
I knew I liked that guy. He's a man after my own heart, Coach Mincy. You play like you practice. And like you said, you don't practice hard, you don't play hard. So he's instilled some good qualities in you guys over there. All right. So you've attended, how long have you been at Bryan County Middle High School? Your whole career, 7th through 12th grade?
Oh, no. Last year, my junior year was my first year at Bryan County. Okay. This is only my second year here.
So tell us, you've been there for 2 years now. Tell us what it's like attending Bryan County High School. What's it like, the teachers, the students?
The teachers are very supportive. If you fail in anything, they'll let you make it up. It's a big support system with the principals, the teachers, the counselors. Everybody works together to help the students succeed. So it's really a great experience being there.
Nice, nice. Okay, last question. Okay, looking ahead, what are your plans as far as basketball and college after this season? And what do you want to be after you get done with playing basketball or going to college?
So I plan on going to college for at least 4 years, getting my degree. After I graduate college and done with basketball, I plan on doing real estate, you know, so, or I plan on going into the trucking business with my dad, taking over his company. So it's either one or the two.
So you got to get a business degree for that, right?
Yes.
So, hey, you guys are doing a great job. Are you playing today again?
Yes, sir.
Who are you playing today?
We play South Effingham.
Okay. No, it could be another barn burner. Is it at Bryan County or is it at South Effingham today?
It's at Bryan County.
Okay. So it's a home game. But once again, you've been doing a great job and been following you. Keep up the great work. And once again, when you find that college and, you know, hopefully they're a college looking at you, let us know. And we want to get it out there to everybody know that, you know, Kaylee Wedlow is going to be an excellent college player as she is a high school player.
Yes.
And as you say there in Pembroke, go Redskins.
Go Redskins.
Thanks, Kaylee. Good luck today and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I mean, just you can tell she's a player. She's an athlete. She's a sweet girl, but she believes in what she's doing. If you have a point guard that can do all that, rebound, assist, steals, and score, I mean, you've been blessed. And Coach Mincy has done a great job out there. He's been blessed with a lot of young ladies that are very talented. And, you know, they're going in the right direction under his leadership. Well, next up, we're going to talk to the new guy from WTOC TV, the new sports director, Jeff Roberts. Hopefully he's out up there in Myrtle Beach.